We've been informing you of late that there's been some breaking news. Ebert Construction has gone into receivership. The company specialises in commercial and industrial work. It's got major projects on the go in Auckland as well as Wellington. We had our reporter Jill Bonnet in here just earlier, she had met at one of the sites this morning, workers and contractors who were locked out of building sites. They couldn't access their tools. A lot of frustration happening around the country at the moment. We can go now to PricewaterhouseCoopers John Fisk, who's the receiver. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex.
First up, can you let us know, is this the whole Ebert Construction Group or is it part of the group? There's a lot of companies involved here.
It is only Ebert Construction Limited. So none of the other companies in the group are in receivership.
So what range of companies and works are we talking about here?
We were appointed at 7 o'clock last night, so we're just trying to get as much information as we can this morning. But
and you called in by the, sorry to interrupt, but you called in by the board of directors themselves or the bank?
The board of directors less than a week ago got new information about how poorly some of the contracts were performing in the Auckland region. They concluded that they could not continue to trade given the new information they had, and so they passed a resolution to request the bank to appoint receivers. So
we're talking about some tools being downed on some major projects around the country, aren't we?
Yeah, so this is a normal practice in a construction receivership. We secure the site, and then we work through determining whether we can continue to complete the contract or whether the contract will be cancelled. And in the meantime, we'll ensure that subcontractors can get access to the site in an orderly way to be able to recover their own tools and equipment.
And what sites are we talking about here? Can you name some of these major sites around the country?
There's a number in Auckland. There's one in Middlemore. There's a site called Union Green, which is an apartment complex. We've got the Indian High Commission here in Wellington, and then there are a number of sites as well in the South Island.
You said this is usual practice when these things happen and businesses go into receivership. Why is that? You found out at 7 p.m. last night workers and contractors can't get to their tools. Why does it have to happen this way?
Because what we don't want is to have a situation where there's health and safety risks with people charging onto the work sites and potentially taking other people's assets. So what we try and do is just control things so that everyone can safely get their own equipment out if they want to take it away. Otherwise, it just turns into something of a bun fight.
Have you got, I know you've just stepped into this job, but I suppose you do it all the time. What information have you got about what went wrong?
As I said, it's early days at the moment, and that's something that will be investigated as we work through the process. But we're informed by the directors that there were some contracts that weren't performing well. There's the pressure, particularly in the Auckland market, with regard to supply chain and trying to get the right experienced staff to work on these jobs. We understand that new information came to hand less than a week ago that suggested that the company was going to incur significant losses on some of those contracts, and that's why the directors took the responsible decision to put the company into receivership.
Thank you for your time. PricewaterhouseCoopers John Fisk. He's the receiver into Ebert Construction. They've gone into receivership this morning. We do hope those workers can get to their tools as they wait outside what sounds like some pretty major work sites around the country.